Hi, welcome to Project Geospatial. I'm Adam Simmons, and here with me is Patty Hagen of the T-Rex Innovation Center. We have the pleasure of talking with Patty and finding a little bit more about who the T-Rex is and why this facility is so important to not just the local St. Louis ecosystem, but perhaps the whole geospatial community as a whole.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Adam. That's a nice thing to say. Well, T-Rex is an innovation center, a nonprofit innovation center located here in downtown St. Louis. And we're focused on enhancing economic development for through entrepreneurship, innovation, and workforce development. And so we work in various ways in all of those areas. And over time, what that focused on advanced technology has led to is a deep involvement in the geospatial ecosystem here in St. Louis and even beyond. So part of that story is we've developed a really great relationship with the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, such that we now are the location of Moonshot Labs, NGA's Moonshot Labs, which is their first unclassified innovation facility in the United States. And more recently than even the opening of Moonshot, we have a partnership intermediary agreement with NGA, which is a really special agreement that allows us to work closely with NGA in fulfillment of some of their mission objectives around innovation, workforce development, and technology transfer. And so we're involved in a number of projects serving NGA with other partners in the region and nationally as well. And all of that is building a hub of energy here in the St. Louis area around the geospatial innovation ecosystem, which helps to serve our mission at T-Rex for our community. So what I'm really excited about is this, is that we're doing two things at one time at least, in terms of our mission, where we are fulfilling a local mission for our community. But now, with our involvement with NGA, we feel grateful and honored to help serve a mission for our nation as well. And our goal is to help grow that and to sustain and ensure that we are doing the best job in serving NGA into the future.
Excellent. To rewind just a little bit, to talk about specifically the T-Rex, you talked about who you are as a nonprofit, but you know, there is a lot of businesses within the building itself. So can you just take things to a more simplistic level and describe what T-Rex does as a mission?
Yeah. So, you know, we're lucky because we have a lot of programs and resources, but we also have a wonderful facility. So we're located in a historic building in downtown St. Louis, and that gives us the ability to build things, to build resources that include space and hardware and equipment. So, for example, we've built a geospatial innovation center here at T-Rex on our fourth floor. It's a beautiful space, and it's attracted a lot of activity and engagement by industry and startups. I mentioned Moonshot Labs on the third floor of the facility, and that's NGA's facility. So those two spaces can sort of, or those two activities, the activities in those spaces can sort of leverage one another and work together. And then the rest of the building, we're an eight-story building, and so in the rest of our facility, we have multiple industry representatives from both, you know, large organizations like Esri and Maxar, and then down to startup geospatial firms. So currently we have about over 200 companies involved in T-Rex in one way or the other. And those are, you know, maybe one person organizations all the way to, you know, larger presence here in the community. And all of these organizations work to create an ecosystem that can help advance innovation and create a network of contacts and expertise that really seeds entrepreneurial activity as well as research in these various advanced technology and now geospatial areas.
Would you say, is it an accurate, maybe oversimplification, to say that the T-Rex is an enabler and connector of businesses and organizations?
Totally. That's what we do. That's the heart of what we do. And I will say we do it with heart. So we have a reputation as being a place that's very welcoming and inclusive and a connective tissue expertise and to new possibilities and to opportunities. And that is so important for taking innovation to the next level. That's why we're called the T-Rex Innovation Center, because we really work to create those kinds of connections and then also work to create the kinds of resources that innovators and researchers need to advance their technology. So I mentioned our Geospatial Innovation Center, but we also have an extended reality lab here with high-end equipment that folks can use to take their extended reality, augmented and virtual reality innovations to the next level. And we're working to develop a 5G test bed here as well. So what we're trying to do is create the lowest barrier to entry for innovators, you know, trying to take their advances to the next level. We really want to seed that here in St. Louis. And so it's important to keep those barriers to entry really low so we can bring in as many people doing great work as possible and connect them to what they need, both in terms of expertise as well as programs and resources, like I just mentioned.
You've also turned into an excellent starting point for companies who maybe don't know enough about St. Louis, but they heard it's a good place to move their business to, or parallel to starting their business, but move their business to if they're in other parts of the country. You're an excellent starting footprint for them to get introduced to the St. Louis ecosystem, right?
Yeah, thanks. I think that we are. We have a great network. And so as new people come in, one of the things that we do is we try to connect them to every resource and every person that we know that we think that might be able to help them. We have a newer company here called Deep Green, and the founder is George Worrell. And he actually traveled here from Florida. He's from the UK, but started his business, wanted to start his geospatial business, geospatial and ag, the intersection of geospatial and ag, here in St. Louis, because he had heard about this reputation that we had. And he's here at T-Rex now, and we've made so many connections for him that he's been able to leverage moving forward. So that's just one example of the kind of, you know, really hands-on care that we try to do for our members and for our community at large. You don't have to just be a member of T-Rex to take advantage of this network. We care about all of this ecosystem in St. Louis.
Well, and I can attest to that because you have events here sometimes weekly, sometimes monthly, and some of those events have to do with helping companies even understand how to penetrate even, you know, government business, government contracting. You had the recent Collider events, and those are critical. It's not just about creating an ecosystem, but also enabling them to reach the clients that they hope to get when they don't know how initially.
Right.
And you've been, the T-Rex seems to be pivotal in helping introduce those factors to the companies.
Yeah, well, we try. I mean, we're doing a series of Collider events, as you mentioned, to try to help people understand how to do business with the federal government. And that is part of our partnership. That is a result of our partnership with NGA as well, under our partner intermediary agreement. And so we're proud of those kinds of programs. You can't do this without partners, though. So some of what we do here is we pull together resources and then present them in a package. So that is sort of what we're doing with the Collider event, for example. So we have the Small Business Development Center involved. We have Apex accelerators involved. And so there are a lot of organizations that are working in this area. And so one of the things we do is bring together those experts and create programming and resources that can help people take their organization or business to the next level. So that's one way we do that as well. So that's a good, and you're helping us with GeoSaurus Unleashed, which is another program that we do on a monthly basis here, where we really focus on the geospatial ecosystem here in St. Louis and beyond. So you've been kind enough to cover those events for us under Project Geospatial. And in those events, we are trying to show the latest and greatest kinds of technology advancements that are happening in the geospatial world so that innovators and researchers have exposure both locally and nationally to what's happening and can leverage that exposure and network in a way that takes their work to the next level.
One of my last topics I want to bring up to you, and this is a great introduction to the T-Rex, so thank you very much for that, is the GeoInt Symposium has already happened in 2021 here in St. Louis. It's happening again this year, 2023, not too long away, depending on when you watch this video. But can you tell us how that relationship between the symposium, which is the convention center, is literally almost right next to the building, two blocks away at the most. Can you tell us that relationship and how you enable the community through the GeoInt Symposium and maybe vice versa?
Well, we're very close partners with United States Geospatial Intelligence Foundation and try to do whatever we can to support their efforts here. And it's so great that they've brought their conference here now for these years that you've mentioned. And so this upcoming conference is focused on maps to metaverse. And one of the things we've tried to do is support USGIF in their meeting efforts here. So there's some of that going on. We have a lot of events that are happening here at T-Rex because we are so close as well to the convention center. So there's a lot of spillover that happens here. So T-Rex will be very busy during the GeoInt conference again. But the fact that we can have this national audience coming to St. Louis and get exposure to what we as a community and what we here at T-Rex are trying to build for our community and beyond, as I mentioned, is it just a huge opportunity. And so we're grateful to USGIF for bringing the conference here again, for working so closely with us and with others in the St. Louis community so that we can do a great job of showing off all of these efforts to a national and, frankly, an international audience as well.
It also gives everybody attending the conference, I'm sure you'd encourage anybody who's here for the conference, come check out the T-Rex, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What you have to offer and what an amazing ecosystem that you have
here. Yeah, we love visitors. We love to welcome people. And so we'd love for folks who are coming to GeoInt, look for opportunities to come here. We have a number of industry partners that are going to be doing some demos and some events that are being held here. So if you get invited to an event here or if you have a chance to see a demo over here, come on over and check it out. I know we're going to be doing some demos with our extended reality learning lab that's powered by Maxar. And so there are many things that are happening here. Some of our other organizations, Riverside Research, Omni Federal, USGIF is having their young professionals event here. So, and I'm not even covering everything, so I'm sorry if I'm leaving somebody
out.
But a lot is happening. So come on over and we'd love to see everybody.
Yep. Well, Patty, thank you very much. For those interested and has been inspired by your message about the T-Rex, how do they get a hold of you? How do they find out more about the T-Rex and what they could potentially get involved with if they're interested?
Well, probably the easiest thing to do is to look at our website first. It's downtowntrex.org. And you can kind of see we have contact information there. But I think our information, you can call us as well. Get a hold of me, ask for Dr. Patty Hagen, and leave me a message, and I'll get back with you as fast as I can.
Awesome. Awesome. It's incredible hearing what you're doing here in the community. You linking not just businesses and government together in this ecosystem, but you have a large academic footprint too, which is critical, even from your background, and bringing everybody together in one spot. So amazing to hear what the T-Rex is and what it is becoming. So
thanks, Adam. And thanks for your help. We really appreciate you and your support for the things that we're trying to do here, and for helping us tell our story. So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. And this is Patty Hagen with the T-Rex Innovation Center. And I'm Adam Simmons. We'll talk to everybody next time.